KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Chris Fiorentino, your host, and every week I get the pleasure to feature stories about the people and the agencies that are doing really incredible work in our community. Today's show is going to focus on one of those agencies, the Fresno Rescue Mission. And this may be an agency that you've heard of before, but I think that most people don't understand the depth and the breadth of the programs that go on through the Rescue Mission. So we're going to learn about that today. And with us, we have four guests in the studio who are going to talk about that. First, we have the CEO from Fresno Rescue Mission, Mr. Matt Dildine. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So please tell us a little about yourself.
I'm a Fresno native. I'm new to my position. I've actually been the CEO for about 7 months. Before that, I was an attorney, a partner in a big law firm here in Fresno, and then chose to make the switch. I had a calling in my life from God and felt that the Fresno Rescue Commission just really presented a unique opportunity to change some things that I wanted to see change in Fresno. And so been there about 7 months, and it's been great.
Great. Are you a lifelong Fresnan?
I am. I'm a lifelong Fresnan. Spent a lot of time on the East Coast growing up, back closer to junior high. And then my wife is the chief administrative officer at the food bank. We have 5 kids and we moved back after law school to Fresno.
All right, great. The family's helping to lead two of the biggest community benefit agencies here in Fresno.
Well, we do like to kind of halfway joke with our kids that because we have so many kids that we feed more families than anybody else in Fresno between my wife at the food bank and us at the mission.
Yeah, probably, for sure. Well, thank you for being here today. And next we have Deborah Torres. Deborah is the Chief Development Officer with Fresno Rescue Mission. Deborah, thanks for joining us. And how about telling us a little about yourself?
Well, thanks, Chris. I'm happy to be here. I've been with the Fresno Rescue Mission for 10 years. Started in programs. I was serving women. And then we added women and children at Rescue the Children.
Yeah.
And then I'm the Chief Development Officer. And I've been in this position for about 4 years now.
Great. Well, thank you. And I know Deborah was really instrumental in helping to sort of make the connections for this particular show. So we appreciate that.
That's right. And we've really appreciated the partnership with Fresno State. And I am a Bulldog, too. I always like to mention that, which is good.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for being here. And we have two great students with us today who volunteer with the Rescue Mission. First, we have Luisana Martinez. And Luisana, thanks for being here. And how about a quick self-introduction?
I am a Fresno State student here since fall 2016. I'm currently the president of Omega Delta Sigma, the National Veterans Fraternity. We are the California Alpha chapter, and we focus on giving back a lot to the local veteran community. I started volunteering at the Fresno Rescue Mission for an assignment in class, and you know, God works his mysterious ways, and I volunteered serving a meal, and I got to see just how on fire those guys in their recovery are for Christ. And so to me, it was very humbling as a person of faith to kind of remember that I once didn't have that faith, and you kind of lose it. So to see them, how on fire they are, it's like, that's the trick. Keep that.
Yeah.
I'm also a mother of three, so I have 3 kids at home, a 10, a 9, and 16-month-old. And oh my gosh. I'm married to an Army veteran. I'm a veteran myself, and he's still currently in the reserves. So we stay pretty busy.
Just a little bit. I was speaking with Luisana before the show, and you know, a veteran going to school, working and volunteering, mother of three. So first of all, thank you for your service, and thank you for a 16-month-old and doing all that. I mean, it's one thing to have 3 kids and doing all that, but boy, you are stretched thin, I'm sure. And last but not least is Jackie Taylor. Jackie is a student here at Fresno State also, and one of our ASI senators. Jackie, how about a little introduction?
Hello, I'm excited to be here this morning. I am a third generation Bulldog and third generation farmer in the Central Valley of California, and very proud to represent not only agriculture, but Christ and volunteering and serving out his mission.
And you're majoring in ag as well?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm an animal science major with a livestock business management emphasis.
Great. And Luisana, I didn't ask you, what are you majoring in?
I am majoring in public health administration.
And you're kind of a super senior. You got one more year.
Yes. And I'm also minoring in Spanish.
Great.
It's just kind of a way to stick around Fresno State because I like it here so much.
Extra time. So, Matt, we're going to go ahead and start with you a little bit and learn a little more about the Rescue Mission. So maybe you can kind of give us the 360-degree overview of what the Rescue Mission does and you know, who you serve, all that kind of stuff.
Sure. That's a great question. And it's one of my favorites to answer because we really do a lot and it's really hard communicating everything that we do. So stated simply, we offer communities of transformation. And so we offer a variety of different programs and services. One of the ones that we're really known for is called the Academy, which is a 12-month program followed by 6 months aftercare, where either men or women enter communities of change, communities of transformation, and that we take them from, you know, the total hopelessness maybe of the street or possibly jail, addiction, and we put them on a pathway to life recovery. That doesn't just focus on, you know, not, you know, doing drugs or not, you know, drinking alcohol or doing something like that, but completely holistically gets them to do a total life transformation. And one of the things that we like to say is that if you leave that program, everybody leaves with a job, a GED, and a place to live, which is something that we're really proud about.
Yeah.
But in addition to those services, we also offer emergency services. So for people that need a place to go, right? And so what we want to do is we have what we call community care, which is open 24 hours a day and that somebody can come and stay a night. And then from there, what we do is provide them a variety of different services to help. And that is really as wide open as possible. But our focus is really getting that person to the next stage of health in their life.
And you have the campus downtown. There's also Rescue the Children, correct?
That's correct. And so most people know about our downtown campus on G Street. We've been there for decades. A lot of people, unfortunately, don't know about Rescue the Children. And truly, Rescue the Children is one of, if not the best facilities for women and women with children mm-hmm. in all of California. And I like talking about it because I believe it's something Fresno should know about and really take pride in, because what it is a converted 84-room hotel along with an additional 5-acre park for a total of around 9 acres. And that truly is a resort or a retreat center. That's what it looks like. But it's for women that are trying to cycle out of homelessness or addiction or trauma of some kind. And it's a place where if they have children, the children come and stay with them. And if you're there, I guarantee you it's one of the nicest places. If it was a hotel, it would be one of the nicest hotels in Fresno. It has a park. It's one of the nicest parks on the west side.
It's a gorgeous campus. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah, that's great. So, Deborah, how long has the Rescue Mission been around, and did it originate as the Rescue Mission? Is it always been at the same location?
The Fresno Rescue Mission started with a group of men who believed that life change was possible, and they looked around them and said, what can we do? And so they started with serving coffee. They collected used coffee grounds, interestingly enough, and served them to homeless individuals in Chinatown. And then we moved to 310. And then we offered more services, meals, and then we had a homeless shelter for men. And the landscape of how the Fresno Rescue Mission has served our community has changed over the years. And so a lot of folks, like Matt mentioned, think of us just as someplace that feeds people. And we do that. But we have so much more. But really helping the community know more about what we do is really key to helping the individuals we serve to transform their lives.
I think it's interesting when I talk with students about this, we always want to see the underpinning problems in our community addressed so that we don't have this endless cycle of, you know, illiteracy or homelessness or abuse or addiction or whatever else. But the reality is those problems have been around for millennia. They're probably going to continue to be around for millennia. But I really love the fact that so many of your programs do really try for those individuals that you serve are getting at the root of the problem. It isn't just feeding people.
That's exactly right. And here's a quick example of why that's so important. I was sitting in a case management session for one of our people, and the case manager was talking about how the person was going through such a difficult time right now, especially with her child, because she had had a very traumatic sexual assault experience when she was a child around the same age. And for her, that sent her into this kind of life of addiction and homelessness. Well, simply giving her a roof over her head isn't going to change her trauma. Mm-hmm. It isn't going to change why she has an addiction. And so really the focus of our program is that we see stories like that all the time. People that have been in 25 different foster care homes and abuse, people that have had rape, people that have had deep years and years of addiction. Well, simply not doing drugs isn't going to solve their problem. Simply giving them a stable place to be is not going to solve their problem. They have deeper issues, and that's really the focus of it, trying to tell people, look, the hopelessness that you experience on the street, the hopelessness of your addiction is not the life that God intended for you, which is why our program is completely holistic. It focuses on more than just a roof, more than just a meal, more than just job skills. It's a complete holistic program.
I want to come back to that in a minute, because especially with Rescue the Children, I know when I visited out there a few years back, I was really struck by a couple of things. But I want to talk about that faith piece a little bit. I think one of the things that we deal with in the community benefit sector a lot of times is this pull of, you know, well, that's a faith-based program. Well, this one's not. And whether that's, especially when we're talking about having students go to a program, you know, should we be supporting faith-based programs as a secular university? And I argue, look, our country is largely formed at one degree or another around religious underpinnings. But there's no doubt that the nonprofit community in our area and across the nation, there are many wonderful programs that are not faith-based, but there are many wonderful faith-based programs. And I think yours is one of them. And do you struggle sometimes with that piece and helping people understand that, you know, this is what we do and this is why we do it in terms of our faith calling?
Yeah, I think it's always something. So we never struggle with the faith component because it's the most important thing that we do. But we struggle explaining to people why it's the most important thing that you do. Mm. You know, certainly if you don't share our faith, if you don't have a faith in Jesus, I could understand where you wouldn't see how important that really is to us. But that is the how and the why behind what we do. But I think one of the important things is understand is that just because we're faith-based doesn't mean we don't have very high quality standards. Like if you were to go to our facilities, I would challenge you to look at any of the other secular organizations, any of the other secular providers, and look at the quality of our facilities, the qualities of our program. We are 100% debt-free. We are this year going to become one of the largest rescue missions in the entire state of California based on our square footage.
That's a wonderful thing and a terrible thing, right? At the same time, like we have to have that here in Fresno. Actually, but we have it here in Fresno, exactly. Which is a great thing.
This year, I believe that if you're enrolled in our program, you're going to be able to get City College credits. There's vocational training. I mean, what we do is done more than with a sandwich and a prayer. It's done with a sandwich, prayer, a caring community, but the sophistication attached to that with people that have degrees. The people like myself who are working for far less than their market value because we believe.
As a lawyer, yeah.
Exactly, because we believe in the cause. You know, everyone on my staff can go make more money someplace else. Yet they choose to work with us because they believe in the mission. And studies have shown, in fact, Baylor came out with a study in 2016. They measured that for every $1 invested by the government in a religious nonprofit organization, that the government received over $9 back in return in tax savings. Now, we don't accept government funding, but why that occurs is because of the sacrifices, but also the quality of programs that we can bring. For example, we work with the court system, with probation, with the public defender's office as an alternative sentencing, right? So people, as opposed to going to jail, they could go through us to go in our program. Well, if an average inmate costs the taxpayers $70,000 a year, yeah, and we're providing that service to the taxpayers for free, you know, how many millions of dollars are we saving to our society by doing that? And that doesn't even count the long-term impacts of that person having a changed life and not engaging in the behavior that was detracting away from society.
Yeah. And their families. Yeah, I agree. So I want to come back to the rescue mission real quick. Deborah, maybe you could talk about this. One of the things that I was struck by when I visited was a story about a woman who came in and was drug addicted, had at least one or two children, and was all ready to move in. Had given up everything else, had given up heroin, had given up crack, whatever the list of potential addictions were, I think she had it, gave up alcohol, but she couldn't give up her tobacco. And the idea is that, look, you need to come into this fully committed. And I was struck by that yes, it eliminates people, but the people who come in, they're fully committed to this and you really wrap them in these programs at the Rescue Mission. And that might sound harsh that like, oh, you're going to keep a person out of this program because they won't give up one thing. But that's important. And it's important to your sort of philosophy, I think.
Chris, it's an interesting thing. So we watch individuals, and I was there at Rescue the Children when I was remembering her and how she struggled so violently to give up tobacco. And the organization, we really believe that you don't want to trade an addiction. So if you come in and you have a drug addiction, we want you to be free from addiction totally. Mm-hmm. So we're drug-free, alcohol-free, smoke-free, and now vape-free and tobacco-free environment, because we know that addictions lead to addictions. And so we want to help individuals. But yeah, so the women and the men, they struggle with that. But it's interesting, though, I'll talk about faith for a second. Because being a faith-based ministry, we give them the tools, like Matt was saying, it's a very comprehensive program. We want them to understand addiction and the science of it and what their brains do and the synapses of their brain and give up addictions. But we watch God deliver them from tobacco. And then sometimes when they graduate from our program, they go back to smoking. Then they realize, what have I done? I need to quit that. And then it's so much harder for them the second time. Like, come on, God delivered you. Stop. But anyway, and I also want to piggyback a little bit about what Matt was saying, because sometimes the perception is that's a religious organization and you have to go to chapel or you have to listen to the word of God to get services, and not is the case. People come to emergency services all the time, and we accept people in our program all the time that are not Christ followers, and it's okay. There's just two agreements. One, we can't take the message out because that's who we are. And two, you have to agree not to talk about other religions because, my goodness, you're giving up drugs and alcohol. Wouldn't that be confusing? Now you've got 20 religions also talking to you. So we want people to know that you can come to the overnight services, you can come to receive food, and you don't have to be a faith-based person to receive services. And it really is kind of a misnomer. It's not the truth about the rescue mission, and we want to set that straight too. Yeah. And one of the other things, especially when I worked on the program side, that programs are not free. Our programs are not free. They're paid for by people who believe in them. These people that are giving up, like the woman that Matt mentioned, giving up everything they've known to change and become a new life with hope and faith, they're brave and they're strong.
Yeah.
And people believe in them and donate to the rescue mission because they believe that there's a new life that that individual can experience. And that's impactful.
So you talk about the contributions that are made, and in particular donations, and I do want to come back to that towards the end of the show. But what about the volunteer piece? Because I want to talk to the students about volunteering. What level does volunteering play at the rescue mission?
Oh, my goodness. Well, life change happens in community, and we're a community of life change. And so last year, we had over 18,000 hours of volunteer service, documented hours of volunteer service. Not we think it might be, but actual hours. And the year before that, it was over 16,000 hours. And so the community at large, whether they want to come and serve a meal or they want to serve in literacy or GED classes, because as we mentioned, people leave with a GED, a place to live, and over a third at any given time, sometimes up to 50% that are in our long-term recovery programs don't have a high school diploma and they need to go to GED classes. So we have tutors that help them along that path to literacy, one, knowing how to read. So many of our individuals don't know how to read, so we help them with literacy. And volunteerism is just as huge as anything we do at the Fresno Rescue Mission. We cherish and value every volunteer.
Yeah, well, and clearly, Luisana and Jackie, that's where you come in. Maybe if each of you would just briefly talk about how you got started or how you found out about the Rescue Mission and what's your main role there. Luisana, you want to start?
Like I said before, I was through assignment. I signed up for this class, Marketing 100S. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what the S meant. Apparently, it stands for service learning. You have to do 10 community service hours. And being the busy mom student, and I work, so I'm busy all the time. Those 10 hours, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I have to do those. And so selecting and going through the list of locations, because I have worked with homeless people in the community before, I kind of gravitated towards the Fresno Rescue Mission, not knowing at the time that it was a Christ-based organization. And then I went to the orientation that you're required to attend to start volunteering. And I learned so much. And then we heard from one of the members that was going through their academy, through their recovery program. And it was just incredible to hear his journey and how much it's impacted him. So I got really excited and I started volunteering at the thrift store just to see the graduates from the program. So just to see that they're still around other people of faith. I mean, they're listening to Christian music the entire time you're in the store. So when you're in there working, it doesn't feel like you're working. It feels like you're at a party.
Yeah. So you're still volunteering at the thrift store?
Yes.
And even though you're out of the class for a long time now?
No, actually, I'm still in the class.
Oh, you're still in the class.
I'm still in the class. But when I did do the orientation, I signed up my kids. So I'm excited to bring my kids down to serve meals, because I have had the opportunity to go and serve meals and meet some of the individuals that are going through the recovery program and are put in leadership positions there at the academy. And so it was kind of neat just to see how on fire they were. Because they were in the darkness and now they're not. And so they know what that's like. They know that, hey, I don't have to be there anymore. And so, like I had said before in my introduction, the secret is to keep that fire. When you've been a Christian for a while and you go to church, it's so easy to become lukewarm and to lose that fire. But going back, I think it will help me stay humble and remember that God does miraculous things and He can do complete transformation in individuals.
What you say resonates with me. When I visited there several years back, I was struck, and I visit a lot of community benefit agencies and talk to a lot of the staff and the folks who are receiving services. And I think the people that I spoke with at the Rescue Mission were as passionate about the services that they receive of anybody I've ever spoken with at any agency. So. Jackie, how about you? How did you get involved and what's your primary service there?
I got involved with the Fresno Rescue Mission a couple years ago with a church youth group that I was co-leading, and we decided to do the Mission at the Mission program, and that has been such an incredible experience, so much so that I've done it twice now. I was at the Rescue Mission just a short time ago and realized just how important these services are and just how impactful that this organization can be to the community. Not only is it faith-based, but it brings hope. And I would encourage any student, anybody listening today to this show, to really explore themselves and ask maybe, how can I get involved? Or what is the Rescue Mission about? And just get curious and get out of your comfort zone and bring hope to those that maybe don't have a lot of hope otherwise.
I'd love to add to that. And I'm so happy you got involved through Mission at the Mission. And one of the other things that we do for community members and for businesses is we have a speakers bureau, because a lot of folks are interested in knowing more about the homeless and how we can better our community. And so that's one of the things that we do, too. We believe in education. And so we offer that at Mission of the Mission for groups to get involved. The orientation that you mentioned, too, group leaders can go to the orientation and then they can bring a whole group to serve a meal or be involved in other ways. So our volunteer coordinator really does a lot to get people involved at whatever level they want to be involved. We have restaurants that come in and bring a meal. That's our BAM program. And so we have restaurants that want to bring a meal and serve a meal to the individuals that come to us for food. And it's just great opportunities. And we appreciate our volunteers.
So, Jackie, real quick, we're running out of time. But so have you been involved in any other programs? And what have you learned through this experience?
Yes, I have. I was involved in the Christmas cleanup when the High Speed Rail Authority came through and moved the Fresno Rescue Mission to the other side of the street. I saw in the news that there was an opportunity to help in the community, and I picked up trash along with several other volunteers. It was not just myself by any means. But I think the best part about that experience is not only how humbling, but how appreciative the homeless community in Fresno was to see the cleanup happen, and the fact that we all got to come together and have a meal and just be the hands and feet of Jesus like we're called to in the Bible.
So clearly for both of you, Luciana and Jackie, and for Deborah and Matt as well, I mean, a big piece of this is your own faith background. But as students, as future professionals, what would you say are the biggest benefits of this experience for you?
I believe that the biggest benefit to volunteering and giving back is to give back what has been given to you. I think in order to receive an education, many people pour into you. And I think it's important to pour back into those people, whether it's a spiritually based program or not. Being from the agriculture world myself, one thing that we pride ourselves on is giving back to the community, whether that's growing food for the homeless or teaching secondary education, all kinds of ways.
Yeah. Usana?
Well, being a student here, I've become involved in the community, and I think that's extremely important, because when you leave here and you run into someone, whether it's in your profession or on the streets, that needs help, and you know about resources here locally within Fresno, you can point them to those resources. So becoming aware of what is available for anyone in need, for whatever need they have. So I think it's important that Fresno State continue to do this for students so that they become aware of what's available out there.
So Matt, Deborah, whoever wants to answer this as we wrap up, if somebody's listening and they're thinking about supporting the Rescue Mission in some way, whether with their wallets or with the gift of their own time and talent, how would they go about that?
Go to FresnoRM.org, and there's links there to get help or donate or become involved with the Rescue Mission. And it's really easy to see those online.
FresnoRM.org. And we'll post a link to your website through our Facebook site. That's at FS Service in Action at Facebook, at FS Service in Action. We always run out of time, and I always could go on longer. I just want to thank our guests, Jackie Taylor, Luisana Martinez, Deborah Torres, and Matt Dildine from the Fresno Rescue Mission. And certainly a big thank you to everybody who's listening. We love bringing you the show each week. We always enjoy hearing from you. So please go to that Facebook site, check out the pictures and the posts that we'll put in, the links to the Fresno Rescue Mission. Let us know what you think about the show. Let us know about any experiences you've had with the Rescue Mission. And again, that Facebook page is at FS Service in Action. As always, please join us again next week for another inspiring, positive story about people doing good things in our community. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM KFSR and streaming worldwide at KFSR.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit KFSR.org.